Minuet's Movie Pass.
Yeah.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Okay, okay.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Yeah.
Minuet's Movie Pass.
Back in this bitch. Wow.
Minuet.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Minuet's Movie Pass Ozark special episode breakdown. What up? It's your host Minuet Hart, and I got a lot of people asking me about Ozark. So they listen to the season one episode I have on the podcast, which you should check out as well, which was pretty damn good. Yeah. Ozark season two, episode one. I'm doing episode breakdowns. Let's go. I like this show because I loved Breaking Bad. And Breaking Bad was a whole different aspect angle of the family. You know, you had the drug dealer or the drug maker doing all the drug dealings and also killing motherfuckers. But with Ozark, it's different because the guy's just a businessman. He's just trying to, you know, create money for these different big gangsters and also try not to get killed or get his family killed. Now, if you're listening to this, you're most likely aware of what happened in season one. A lot of crazy shit. Now, episode one, season two starts off with, like, let's break it down, okay? What I like about this episode is the fact that now the whole family is in on the situation, okay? It's not like it was in season one where they were like, what's going on? What's happening? I don't understand these things. And then you see them slowly lose their innocence by the end because the freaking kid damn near, you know, kills somebody. So, well, the son. And now the daughter and the son are in on it. They've stolen some money from the wall because they put that money in the wall at the, you know, at the resort. The lady who owned the resort, Rachel, she took a bunch of money and freaking left. Don't know where she is. We haven't heard from her yet. So I'm still episode one right now. So she took money. Jason Bateman, his character, went in there and saw that the money was taken. But there was also money still in the wall. So I don't know how much he had left, but I was assuming she took all the damn money, but she didn't. So he took whatever the rest was out of the wall. They haven't seen that chick yet. What I've also noticed is that, you've seen in season one where they had marital issues, a lot of marital issues between Jason Bateman's character and his wife. But, you know, things seem to be going great. I feel like the deeper and deeper they get into this bullshit with the cartels and with this Southern family and just with this, with politics and with all this grimy shit that they're getting into, the closer they get, which is like, I don't know if that's weird or I don't know, it's like a bonding because it's like their lives are on the line, like they're living on this constant edge. And I guess that makes a good marriage, you know, when you're living on the edge, right? I don't know. Because, I mean, his wife, she used to do politics out in Chicago from what she said. And they're trying to get this casino built so they can start pushing their money through the casino, which is a very smart idea. And they're trying to get the government or the mayor's office or whoever the fuck to let them build this casino and start getting money. And the way she steps in with the logistics on how this can be done and da 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 da, and then Jason Bateman jumps in with the business, they're an amazing team. So I'm glad that they didn't divorce. But, you know, since they keep getting deeper in, you know, now she's banging him in the car now and they're just doing all types of shit. So that's going on with them. They're trying to get the casino done. Jason Bateman's previous employer is dead. The Mexican cartel leader guy. That's due to the Southern family. I don't know names. Well, I should know names, but I don't really give a damn about names because you guys know who the fuck I'm talking about, right? The Southern family. The wife of the Southern family. She blew the guy's head clean off his shoulders. Just killed the guy. And what they decided to do was they decided to act like he left and went to Chicago. So they took all his stuff, took his credit cards, went up to Chicago, swiped his card at some random gas station to show he's out there, and he disappeared. You know, it should be gone from there, right? Should be cool, right? You think it would be cool, wouldn't you? No, it's not. They're going to send a new villain, his lawyer, and along with a few other Mexican cartel guys. I only saw one in this episode, but hold on for a second, let me get some water. And the lawyer comes up and she's like trying to strike up business and also trying to find out where a client is. And Jason Bateman and the Southern family are like, hey
man, we didn't know he was going up there to Chicago. We didn't know what was going on.
So he goes up. So what they decide to do is they go to Chicago. They go to the place where he swiped his card. And they're like, oh, you motherfuckers was lying. So now I don't know what's going to happen right now. At this point, they picked up Jason Bateman and the wife and was like, yo, we know you lied, okay? Talk to your peoples, or we going to put extra holes in them. Be giving them extra booty holes. Yeah. So they went back to the house and they talked to the Southern family. They were just like, yo, we don't make deals. They're trying to strike up a deal. I don't know what kind of deal they would strike up. I mean, I guess they were trying to Jason Bateman's wife, she talked about chopping up a little bit of their percentage in the casino to kind of, you know, put them at bay. But the Southern family was like, yo, we don't do deals. Then he calls in the guy that took the Mexican cartel dude stuff up Chicago and swiped the car because they got a picture of him. The cartel, they got a picture. They know because they went and took the footage from the security cam. They got pictures of the dude that swiped the car. So, Southern dude, he's like, yo, man, go ahead, you know, go, you know, escort so-and-so to the car. He gets up and beats the dude in the head and then stabs him in the back. Kills him. So, they killed the guy. So, I don't know what they plan to do with that. I don't know if they're going to trade body for body. Like, yo, the Mexican dude, he got his head blown off, but this is the guy. Rather than blaming it on the wife, blame it on this dude. Like, this is the guy that did it, since he's the guy that swiped the card in Chicago. So body for body, life for life. I don't know how they plan to do that, but they left that a mystery because Jason Bateman was like, yo, we can get through this. I got to negotiate. They were like, nah, we don't negotiate. And they killed the guy in front of him. And I don't know. It's kind of in the air. You don't know what's going to happen with that. So, in this Southern family, there's some ruthless motherfuckers. I don't know if y'all seen, or you guys seen season one, if you listening to this. But if for the people who are just listening, just to be listening, in season one, the Southern family, they had a preacher that they were dealing with, right? A preacher that they had this thing where they had this preacher preach on the water. Because basically, they didn't want to sell. Because the Southern family, they're drug dealers. They have, like, they grow their own drugs and they sell it. And they didn't want to sell it on the streets because of, you know, the police and a bunch of other bullshit. So they got this loophole where they had this preacher who didn't know at the time. He preaches the word and they have everybody on these boats on this lake. So what happens is they put the drugs in the Bible and they sell the drugs. They pass the Bibles out, which is pretty clever. They pass the Bibles out during service and then people buy the drugs and then they put the money in the Bible and send it back when they collect the Bibles. Kind of cool. That's kind of genius right there. They got their money, they get a little bit of the word in, and they get more followers to the church. But the preacher didn't know about this. But when the preacher found out about it, he couldn't preach the word because he's like hardcore believer of God and things like that. So he was just like, yo, I can't do this. You're like, all right, cool. Well, you know the consequences. You're a man of principle, like I'm a man of principle. So the preacher was like, oh, okay, shit, I guess I'm good then. He said, you can go on home. Now, the preacher has a pregnant wife. So the preacher, he goes home thinking everything is cool, and then he walks in the house looking for his wife. He's like, oh, Grace, looking for Grace, can't find Grace, looks around. Next thing you know, he hears a baby, which is eerie than a motherfucker. You walk in your house, your wife is pregnant, you can't find your wife, but you hear a baby crying. He goes to the back of the house, finds his baby on top of the table. He's clean. There's no cuts. He's a clean baby. Umbilical cord cut and wrapped, tightened up like a fucking balloon knot. He's good. He has a brand new baby from his wife, he assumes, and she's gone. That is creepy gangster and what the fuck. So this is the level that this family is on. They don't give a two fucks. And That's the police right now going to their house. No, I'm playing. So this family is, this Southern family is on some other shit. So I don't know what's going to happen in episode two, but right now they're in a tight spot right now, because this cartel, they got guns. They think, the Southern family think they gangster. These motherfuckers is gangsters. So it's two gangster cartel type. Well, the Southern family's not a cartel. They just, I don't know how many people they got on their squad. It just seems like two. I don't know. But they're in a tight jam. And let's switch it over to Blondie, the blonde chick, Ruth, the chick from the strip club. She's working the strip club still, getting money. She got relatives that have died. She's trying to figure it out. This is like the best daughter ever. She got her dad out of jail. She pleaded, you know, she's like, oh, my dad, he's been this influence on me, and blah, 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 blah. She talks to the judges and all that shit. Gets her dad out of jail because she needs help. And she gets him out. And then also, she gets her dad some pussy real quick. Like, she works at the strip club. There's a chick. She's turning tricks in the back, which means she's up there rather than just dancing for guys. She's basically having sex with dudes in the back for money. So what she does is, she's like, you know what? You want to turn tricks? Boom, I got you. Her dad gets out of jail. She gives her dad some pussy. The daughter doesn't, not Ruth. She gets a stripper from the club. Let me just be clear. She gets a stripper from the club to come through and, you know, wax dad off real quick. And then dad was like, afterwards, he was like, you know, hey, next time make it a blonde. But, you know, he's getting pussy. And then she cleans up his house, the trailer he's living in. She repaints it and does everything. And it's beautiful. I was like, this is a great daughter. Well, from your circumstance, so she's doing all those good things for her pops. But the dad, I can tell, he is about to be on some bullshit. Because Jason Bateman's character came through, because Ruth was like, I want to talk to you. And he says, he comes by to talk to her. He's like, yo, what do you need? She's like, I want to raise $25,000 a year. Cool, I got you. What else you need? I want to learn the books. I got you. He said, what else you need? She's like, he's like, yo, I got another office opening up. You want to go there and make some hours? Come through. I teach you the ropes. Boom. Jason Bateman is taking care of his people. Good fucking boss. So she's like, cool. But you see the pops. He met Jason Bateman's character, which I think his name is Morty. I'm sorry. You guys know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, he sits and talks to him and is like, yo, oh, you the dude? Okay. I just want to see who's taking care of my daughter, yada, yada, yada. And he walks back, fades back, and gets back to barbecuing. But I see the look in his eye. He's going to be up to some bullshit. I just feel it. I feel it. I don't know what he's about to do, but he is about to be on some fuck shit. But him, like I said, I like the fact that everyone's in on it now. It's not even a secret. The kids know what the fuck's going on, so they're not acting like little pussies, because they were getting on my nerves, the daughter especially. Why are we going to Kansas City? I don't want to. Like, lady, there is a reason why these things are happening. And then she finds out, and then she starts to wild out even more. So she, like, even in this episode, they were like, we need to know where you are at all times, especially for, just give us 6 months. Give us 6 months, and, you know, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Just give us 6 months. But they're just like, I don't get why you're not acting like you can get killed too. Like, people are dying around you and your parents are trying to keep you safe. It's a different thing when your mom is like, oh, you got to be in before the streetlights come in, and you guys have had no previous murders in the family or nobody trying to kill you. You're like, come on, mom, damn, it's cool, ain't nothing happened. But when something happens, like, you see people getting killed and you hear about your brother bringing dead animals to the front, you know, it's weird shit. The brother, haven't gotten into what the brother was doing, but you see that type of shit. If that was me, I'd be like, yo, let me get in the house early, because he's trying to kill us. So let me get in the house early and just make sure I'm not out, you know. But she's still like, why? We're in prison, we're in jail. I'm like, god damn, would you please? she's the daughter is annoying. The son, I like the son, but he's weird though. The son is a gangster, but he's kind of weird. But I don't know. He's still got a little bit of his innocence. He's still kind of like, because when he found out they bought a funeral home too, he was like, you guys have killed other people too. Like, he's still kind of, but he has his ass in the house, so I respect him. He's there. He gets the severity of the situation. The daughter is just getting on my damn nerves. I ain't gonna front. I wish she gets shot. I'm just saying. She's just She's becoming a liability. She's going to fuck up. I feel it. I feel like she's going to do some dumb shit and fuck it up for everybody. I feel it. She's one of those loose ends. I know it's the daughter. I know, guys, you guys
like, why would you say something like that?
But hey, I'm thinking in the mindset of this gangster, of this business. You can't have loose ends. Everybody has to be on the same page. When somebody's not on the same page, people die. So, hey, I hope the daughter gets in line. I hope she does. I really do. I mean, she's already, they said 100% honesty, and she already got like 10 G's or so that she split with her brother that she hasn't told them about. But, you know, I'm not, you know, that's another story. But I hope she gets in line. I hope they don't kill her, but, you know, which they're probably not. I mean, she's a key point of the story. But you never know, because this story just keeps changing. Like, one minute you think it's cool, next thing you know, shit changes. But that's my breakdown for right now. I'm about to watch episode 2. I'll get back at y'all, all right?